she spoke. I drew the sharp blade from my thigh and sprang upon Circe, as if I meant to slay her. With a loud cry she cowered and clasped my knees, and sorrowfully said in winged words, "Who are you? Of what people? Where is your town and kindred? I marvel much that, drinking of these drugs, you were not charmed. None, no man else, ever withstood these drugs who tasted them, so soon as they had passed the barrier of his teeth. But in your breast there is a mind which cannot be beguiled. Surely you are adventurous Odysseus, who, the god of the golden wand, the speedy comer, always declared would come upon his way from Troy, he and his swift black ship. Nay, then, put up your blade within its sheath, and let us now turn to my bower, that there we too may know our love and learn to trust each other." So she spoke, and answering her, said I, "Circe, why ask me to be gentle toward you, when you have turned my comrades into swine within your halls, and here detain me, and with treacherous purpose invite me to your bower, and to approach your side, that when I am defenseless you will make me feeble and unmanned? But I will never willingly approach your bower till you consent, goddess, to swear a solemn oath that you are not meaning now to plot me a new woe." So I spoke, and she then took the oath which I required. So after she had sworn and ended all that oath, then I approached the beauteous bower of Circe. Meanwhile, attendants plied their work about the halls, four maids who were the serving women of the palace. They are the children of the springs and groves and of the sacred streams that run into the sea. One threw upon the chairs beautiful cloths. Purple she spread above, linen below. The next placed silver tables by the chairs and set forth golden baskets. A third stirred in a bowl the cheering wine, sweet wine in silver, and filled the golden cups. A fourth brought water and kindled a large fire under a great kettle and let the water warm. Then, when the water in the glittering copper boiled, she seated me in the bath and bathed me from the kettle about the head and shoulders, tempering the water well, till from my joints she drew the sore fatigue. And after she had bathed me and anointed me with oil, and put upon me a goodly coat and tunic, she led me in and placed me on a silver-studded chair, beautiful, richly wrought, with a footstool for the feet, and water for the hands a servant brought me in a beautiful pitcher made of gold, and poured it out over a silver basin for my washing, and spread a polished table by my side. Then the grave housekeeper brought bread and placed before me, setting out food of many a kind, freely giving of her store, and bade me eat. But that pleased not my heart. I sat with other thoughts. My heart foreboded evil.